From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. 5 days after a bullet entered her skull and pierced her brain, Representative Gabrielle Giffords continues to make what even her doctors are calling a miraculous recovery. Doctors say the Congresswoman has been able to open her eyes and move her legs and arms. But despite the progress, Giffords' neurosurgeon Dr. Michael DeMolle says she still needs close monitoring.
We still list her as critical because, and maybe this is just because I'm a cautious neurosurgeon, we worry about potential turns back.
Giffords was one of more than a dozen people shot and wounded by a gunman outside an Arizona supermarket where she was speaking. 6 people were killed in the shooting, including a 9-year-old girl whose funeral was held today. The 22-year-old suspected gunman, Jared Loeffner, has been charged in federal court and still faces state charges. The Environmental Protection Agency will veto a permit for the largest mountaintop removal mine in Appalachia. West Virginia's Public Broadcasting's Erica Peterson reports the permit has been under litigation for more than a decade.
The EPA came to the conclusion that the 2,200-acre surface mine in Logan County, West Virginia, would have irreparably harmed the area's water quality. The EPA announced that it planned to veto the spruce mine permit more than a year ago, unless its plan was modified to reduce the environmental impact. Ultimately, they were unable to reach a compromise with St. Louis-based Arch Coal. Senator Joe Manchin, who initiated a lawsuit against the federal agency during his time as West Virginia's governor, says he is disturbed by the news.
I'm not going to say it's political, but it's a stance that they have taken policy-wise that I think is extremely harmful to the United States of America and definitely to West Virginia.
The EPA has only invoked its power to veto Clean Water Act permits 13 times since 1972. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson in Charleston, West Virginia.
A report shows 2010 was a record year for foreclosures, and NPR's Giles Snyder reports this year is likely to be even worse.
Industry analysts expect more foreclosure activity this year because lenders are expected to move through a huge backlog of delinquent loans.
The fact that probably as many as 250,000 actions were delayed last year and will be pushed into 2011 almost guarantees that this year will be by far worse than 2010 was.
That's Rick Sharga, the foreclosure tracking firm Realty Track. He expects activity to pick up in the first quarter because lenders have resumed foreclosures after freezing them in 2010 when allegations of faulty paperwork surfaced. Sharga also says high unemployment isn't helping either. Realty Track says there were nearly 3 million foreclosure filings in 2010 and banks repossessed about 1 million homes. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks lost ground today, dragged lower by weak jobs numbers and falling commodities prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 23 points to close at 11,731. The NASDAQ lost 2 points, closing at 2735. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points as well. You're listening to NPR. A New York judge has signed off on a deal that would settle a lawsuit brought against the estate of the largest beneficiary of a massive Ponzi scheme engineered by jailed financier Bernard Madoff. The judge approving a $7.2 billion deal with the money to go to some of the investors burned by Madoff. The agreement with the estate of Jeffrey Picower was announced last month. Picower was an early Madoff investor who made money as part of the scheme. Picower's widow has insisted her husband did not know Madoff was a con man. Bernard Madoff is serving a 150-year prison term. Food and Drug Administration says too many people are overdosing on the main ingredient found in Tylenol and other popular painkillers. As NPR's Nancy Shute reports, the agency is moving to restrict the amount found in prescription drugs.
The ingredient is called acetaminophen, and too much can destroy the liver. Overdoses are the leading cause of liver failure in the United States. People overdose by mistake because they don't realize that a lot of prescription painkillers contain the ingredient, drugs like Vicodin and Percocet. People taking these drugs can run into trouble when they take additional doses of Tylenol or similar over-the-counter drugs. The FDA is telling drug manufacturers to limit the amount of acetaminophen in prescription drugs to 325 milligrams, the amount in one regular-strength Tylenol. But the rule won't go into effect for 3 years. Until then, people can stay safe by not taking more than one drug containing the ingredient. Nancy Shute, NPR News, Washington.
Get set for another postal rate hike effective in April, though the cost of mailing a first-class letter will not be going up. According to the post office, while most rates will rise April 17th under a new formula that allows the agency to tie rates to inflation, a first-class stamp will still cost 44 cents. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.